Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Boston-based General Electric are funding a new approach to negotiating an agreement on the cleanup of the Housatonic River in Western Mass, long polluted by PCBs from a former GE plant. Earlier this month, many of the stakeholders in the cleanup project met with an independent mediator. But, as reporter Nancy Cohen explains, one key player is choosing to not participate in the mediation.
A General Electric plant in Pittsfield contaminated the river with PCBs. Congress banned them in the 1970s because of their toxicity. GE and the EPA have since cleaned up 2 miles of the river, but the EPA's plan for the rest is tied up in a government appeals process. Now, many of the parties who were part of the appeal have been invited to a confidential mediation process.
I'm John Bickerman. I'm a private mediator.
Bickerman says the stakeholders say they'd like to try to keep this out of court. One sticking point is where to put the toxic waste after it's dug up. EPA wants to send it to a facility out of state. GE wants to dispose it near the river. But as Bickerman says, any aspect of the cleanup is up for discussion.
There's no guarantee that we'll reach an agreement, but there was a recognition that if they didn't try, that the process could go on for years and years and years.
The EPA, GE, 6 Berkshire County communities, at least 2 environmental groups, 1 neighborhood group, and the state of Connecticut are taking a seat at the table, but not Massachusetts. The state's environmental agency says it is providing factual and legal support to the EPA, but declined to explain why it's not taking part in the mediation. Alexandra Dunn, head of EPA New England, hopes Massachusetts has a change of heart.
The more voices that come to the table, the more successful the outcome is. And we certainly do hope that there'll be participation at some point from the Commonwealth.
Tracy Ayotte from the Connecticut Department of Energy and Environmental Protection says mediation is only one way for her state to work with Massachusetts and the EPA.
No matter who's at the table, we're still going to have lines of communication with our sister agencies. So I'm sure that we'll still be able to talk with them and problem solve with them.
Dennis Regan is Berkshire Director for the Housatonic Valley Association. That's an environmental group which was not invited to the mediation because it wasn't part of the appeal. He wants a more open process.
This is their solution to go behind closed doors. We want to keep it out to the public, to let the public know exactly what's being planned and what are the ramifications of the different alternatives being proposed.
Alexandra Dunn of the EPA says public input is required for any cleanup decision that comes out of mediation, which could take months or years. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Nancy Cohen.